News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, Copper, that story I just told a moment ago about singing at the school, Charlene just texted me and confirmed that it's still a good story.
Nice.
Ah, yes, it was a risk, by the way. It was a total risk on my part, but it was worth every second of it. So it was good. Hey, listen, folks, let me tell you, it's heading into Memorial Day weekend right now. It's, I hope you're going to have a great one. And by the way, if you find yourself like you're traveling and you want to hear the show, or you're getting outside the range, or you're out on the lake with friends and you just want to tune in and see what's being talked about, listen, rightsideradio.org is where you might want to do it. If you're outside the AM/FM, that doesn't matter. I always tell folks, wherever you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web, go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is, and we got all our stuff on there. You got the Listen Live option, obviously. You got the Right Side store. You can order things like coffee mugs and T-shirts and Right Side socks, because Right Side socks are cool. I'm wearing a pair right now. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You finally got me those socks.
And I did get you your socks. I had them for a long time, Copper. I just forgot to hand them to you. So,
well, Charlene, I like my socks. They're very large socks.
So, well, you know, maybe you just have small feet. That's what it is.
Oh,
you have
okay.
Very small feet. But yeah, anyway. But I'll tell you this, too. While you got the microphone there, Copper, it's the day. It is the day.
Oh, have we reached 50,000?
50,191 downloads of the Right Side Radio podcast. That's woo-hoo! Where we are.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! That deserves a woot woot.
That was. I got a triple woot woot out of that one. That was good. Yeah. So congratulations to us. But folks, listen. Thank you for that. And I feel certain that unless something changes, come the 4:30 time frame, we're going to be giving away some stuff. So anyway, just be aware. Pretty stoked, and it's because of this audience, and it's because of people that are, I mean, like, so listen, Birdman, he uploads a podcast, but he also gets me the stats, and last time he and I checked, of course, our biggest audience is Alabama, but our second biggest audience is still California. Go figure. Hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast. So anyway, you are special to us because you're part of that 50,000 downloads. Anyway, all right, folks, we got a full show. We got lots of stuff. I'm going to spend some time talking about school safety. So, yes, the rhetoric is unbelievable. And do I have concerns? Certainly. Am I going to go to war? You know, I say war. Am I going to go to battle here in a sense over issues like, you know, Democrats demanding gun control? Do I think that there have been some outlandish statements made? Yes, I do. But I think the main focus this week has got to be taking care of the kids, just taking care of the kids. And I don't mean like getting your political agenda and calling it taking care of the kids. I'm talking about, what do we actually do? What happens in our current schools? We debated this at length when I was in office because it was, you know, right after, I guess that was the Parkland shooting? I think so. Or Sandy Hook, maybe. Sandy Hook, I guess. Either way, the bottom line is we dealt with it. As best we knew how, and we even updated it later on, and then they've even done more since I've left office. But it's an ongoing thing. But taking care of our kids does not mean destroying our constitutional rights. It means taking care of our kids. And so at 3 o'clock, top of the hour, Casey Wardinsky is going to be on. Great opportunity to talk to him about that other aspect of his resume that we don't always talk about, is the fact that he was a school superintendent for one of the largest school systems in the state. And I'd want to get his perspective on what was it like to implement safe school policies? And when the legislature passed some of what we did, how did it come out in the field with his folks, with, you know, his troops, so to speak? So, yeah, that's at 3 o'clock with Casey Wardinsky. And I got to tell you, too, what always amazed me as a state senator and, you know, as a community member was seeing the commitment that some communities took to making sure that their schools had school resource officers who are not just, you know, semi-retired, you know, deputy sheriffs who can't do something else. No, they're legit APOS certified law enforcement officers who work the schools. And the kids love them. I mean, they walk the halls and they're, you know, they're just high-fiving with kids and talking and dealing with concerns and working with the administration, and they're there as that frontline security in case something were to ever happen. Well, I had an experience with a small town that I did some legal work for, and I'm going to tell you about that when we come back from the break, but it was impressive to me how this small town, with very few opportunities for financial resources, chose to do everything it took to put a school resource officer. And it was no small thing. They made sure there was going to be a school resource officer on hand for the little elementary school out in the middle of the country. And I mean like out there. Like you have to want to go there to go there. And these kids, they've got an SRO now, because that small town was committed to the notion. And I'll tell you about that when we get back. Lots of things happening. And then on top of that, too, what is going on? So our Alabama Department of Public Health is apparently all for the idea of providing COVID-19 shots and boosters for very young children. And a pretty solid group of doctors called the Concerned Doctors. Their organization is called Concerned Doctors here in Alabama. Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who's one of their members, is going to be with us to talk about the fact that they came out yesterday and said, just stop. No, it's not reasonable in their medical opinion. We're going to get his perspective on the whys and the why nots, and he's usually a very solid presenter. So, y'all, we got a great show. You stay tuned because we got a whole bunch of stuff to cover down on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and we will be right back.